Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Hey guys, it is our very first positive pep talk episode, and I'm thinking what I will do for these is I will put some affirmations in a jar and then pull them out and just reflect on them with you. I think that might be what I do, but I'm also going to just check in with you guys to see what exactly you struggle with so that I can offer what you need. This week, I decided to reflect on something that is really powerful for me, and that is an affirmation. I teach others to believe in me the way I believe in myself. I teach others to believe in me the way I believe in myself. So think about this. If you ever do anything, if you ever set a goal and it kind of makes the people around you raise eyebrows or say discouraging things, or they don't think it's going to work out for you, I cannot tell you how many times I've been in this scenario. I can't tell you how many times I have felt alone on my journey. I can vividly remember moments during my weight loss journey where people would mock me for making healthier choices, or, you know, I prepared this big healthy meal for dinner and then my dad sits down with an ice cream cake. Just like little moments like that. And not even just for my weight loss journey, but for other reasons too. Like I went on a date once when I was living in Pennsylvania, and I had mentioned, oh, I'm thinking about moving to New York City. And this guy says, well, maybe you should move to Philadelphia, because if you crash and burn, it won't be as drastic. I did not give him a second date, obviously. But, you know, everything that you do is all up to you, really. And the people around you who don't support you are only doing this, or are only giving you resistance, because they love you and they don't want to see you get hurt. So especially in scenarios where the odds are against you, they might think, you know, I need to protect her. I need to give her life advice that I had to receive the hard way. And all of that is great, and all of that is a form of support, even though it doesn't feel like it. It is a form of support, because they want to veer you onto a safer path. So this is where it comes from you. This is where it comes from you saying, I've got this. I have the courage and the confidence to navigate through my personal journey no matter what happens to me. So even if your worst case scenario comes true, you've got this. You know, you're living by example, you're leading by example. And then once you get to the other side, people are inspired and people are proud and people, their stories change, and the way that they believe in you or their lack of faith in you totally takes a 180. And I experienced this most recently, now that I'm speaking through this, with my trip to Brazil. You know, I had so many people in my very close inner circle say, why don't you wait until someone else can go with you? Or Brazil is really, really unsafe right now. Maybe you should just reconsider your destination, or maybe you should look into ways for you to be safe there. And all of these protective fears that they were carrying, they tried to imprint on me, and it didn't work. And here's the thing, is that my biggest fear came true. That biggest fear was that I was going to miss my flight in Brazil and that I would have to find another one. And I didn't speak Portuguese, and I had never been in a situation where I missed a flight before. So I didn't really know, like, protocol, what to do, how to go about it. But guess what? I showed up. It happened. And I put my best foot forward. I led with politeness and sincerity and kindness. And everyone was more than willing to help me. And I got through it. And now I have that life experience in my back pocket to say, okay, I'm never flying Delta again. I'm giving myself more than 3 hours between connecting flights. I am always keeping Google Translate on me in offline mode, always. And I'm going to trust myself, and I'm going to trust that being a kind person will get me further than if I react out of frustration or fear. So teach others to believe in you the way that you believe in yourself. And I know sometimes it's kind of hard to believe in yourself. Maybe you've tried to lose weight before and you've fallen off track 13,000 times. Or maybe you have wanted to leave your job before, but you know, you just didn't know the means to go about it. And the job competition was so steep that you weren't getting job offers, even though you were going on 15 interviews and doing really well. You know, maybe this takes time and development, and it's just like strengthening any other muscle. Confidence is strengthening a muscle. And if you strengthen your confidence, you strengthen your ability to get back up after you've been knocked down. You're strengthening your faith and your belief in yourself. And then when you do that, other people are going to say, damn, she can do anything, or he can do anything. So I wanted to give you that little nugget of inspiration today, that you don't need everyone to understand you. You don't need everyone to support you and be on board with what you're doing. You need to just have full faith and trust in knowing that you can do anything you set your mind to. And even if you don't get the goal that you want, you will learn valuable lessons on your fall, and you can stand right back up and go after something just as great. So I hope this was insightful today. Remember, I teach others to believe me the way I believe in myself. Carry that with you. Know that it's true. Believe that it's true. And live like you know that it's true. All right, have a great week, and I'll see you soon.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram @DavinaFaust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.